yes, I'm an alcoholic. Boy, there's a lot of you. My sobriety date is December 23, 2009. My home group is Women's Women's Thursday Night in Claremont, and my sponsor is Elizabeth E. When I got sober on December, when I decided to get sober December 23, you know, a lot of people told me, wow, what a weird time to quit drinking, you know. But somebody else, another recovering alcoholic, told me it was the best gift I would ever give myself, and that man was right. And every Christmas since then has been better than the one before, and I'm a very grateful person today. What it was like, what happened, and what it is like now, what it was like is I drank like an alcoholic from the first time I got drunk. I was 13 years old. I went to a wedding with a friend and her mother. I mixed champagne and red wine and, you know, yeah, I didn't want to stop. And I got sick all over her mother's brand new Mercedes-Benz, the interior. You know, I thought about that today. I think I might owe that woman a financial amends. I can't imagine what it costs to clean up that mess. But, you know, that's what I drank like for the next 20 years. My drinking didn't really take off until I was 16. But for the next 20 years, I mean, I drank to get drunk every time. I didn't drink to have a beer. I didn't drink because I liked the way that wine tasted. I drank because I like to feel just a little bit out of control. I usually ended up feeling more than just a little bit out of control, but I liked that feeling of, you know, just being a little bit out of control of myself. So if I acted a little silly, if I said the wrong thing, I didn't have to take responsibility for it. I mean, I really think that's what was going on. I don't know what more to say. I experienced pain. I experienced that incomprehensible demoralization. I got arrested just once when I was 18, but assault on an officer. It was a good one. You know, I never thought that any of it had anything to do with alcohol. I didn't know that, you know, my bad luck or that my ending up in these situations where, you know, I got hurt or got in trouble, I didn't think any of it had to do with alcohol. And so I continued on like that. What happened was if I've been sober for 3.5 years, it was 6 years ago, one of my drinking buddies died. He died of cirrhosis of the liver. And he was 43 years old. He was a young man. And I just remember hearing that he had collapsed out in front of one of our drinking holes. And I went to go see him in the hospital, and he was blown up like a balloon, and he was yellow, and his eyes were yellow. And as he laid there hooked up to all these machines, he said to us, "Look, you guys, I haven't had a drink in 3 days." You know, and it was horrific. And I just looked at that and I thought, you know, because I knew that my drinking, I knew it wasn't right. In fact, recently I made an amends to a friend of mine who I hadn't spoken to in years. And it was a heartbreaker because I'd known her since I was 5. And we didn't speak for years because of my drinking. And I talked to her, and she said that toward the end there, I would tell her, you know, I know that what I'm doing is not right, but it's not always going to be like this. It's just for now. Like somehow in my mind, I just thought that I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing for now, but eventually it's going to get better. How? I have no idea. But that's what I thought, apparently. But so after my friend died, I decided, okay, I need to do something. I need to moderate. Right? So I tried 3 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on, 2 days off. I switched from brandy to wine. I tried all that. You know, there's one other event that I didn't talk about. The other thing that could have given me a clue if I'd had more insight but didn't was my dad died of this disease. He died by suicide 11 years before I actually got sober. And you know, looking back now, it's obvious. Looking back now, it's clear as day. And I would put my last dollar that he was drunk when he died. But, you know, at the time, I didn't know it. But so anyway, so what happened? So I watched my friend die. And then I tried to moderate and realized, wow, this is really hard. Like, I really couldn't do it. On the days I wasn't supposed to drink, all I wanted was to drink. The tape played in my mind, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to drink, I'm not. And of course, 5 o'clock, I'd go straight from my work straight to the liquor store. And just like Bill W., I felt like, you know, here I am again. What happened? What happened? I remember another aha moment that I had. I was standing there doing my dishes on another day that I wasn't going to drink, and I'm standing there doing the dishes. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to drink. And it was like a robot. I put that dish down. I walked out of my apartment. I walked to the liquor store, and I got my booze. I was an absolute slave to alcohol. It kind of came together for me. I would go for these periods. I could get 40 or 50 days. I did that once or twice. I could get 40 or 50 days without drinking anything. I was on a date one night, and this guy, you know, he says, I've never seen you drink. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, hopefully you never will. But that night, you know, we went to go see a movie. And then after the movie, he's like, let's go to Whiskey Girl. Oh God, that's a bar. Well, okay. So we went there, and I had like 53 days without a drink. And, you know, I walked in, he goes, what do you want? I go, Jack and Diet. And there it was. And within 15 minutes, I'd had 3 of them, you know? And he's like, huh. And I was, you know, and what I was thinking to myself was, you can just take me home now because I need to finish drinking, you know? I don't need to just hang out at Whiskey Girl and chit-chat. I need to go home and I need to finish drinking. And that's what it was like. And so it was on after that, you know, for another couple of months, until something else happened. And this is where God stuck in my life. 2 people, my old drinking buddy from high school. I mean, the girl who I did everything with, cause I did lots more than just drink. You know, I did lots of other stuff, and I did all this stuff with this girl. And thanks to Facebook, here she was back in my life. And I'm talking to her. She tells me now she went, you know, I stuck with alcohol and marijuana, basically I class, you know, and she went the route of opiates. And in my mind, I always thought, wow, that's really hard to come back from. I thought, you know, heroin, stuff like that, that's really hard. Well, here she was on the phone inviting me to be in her wedding, telling me she'd been sober for almost 2 years. I was like, no way. How did you do that? And I was telling her, you know what, I think, you know, I've got a problem with alcohol. I can't quit drinking. And she said, you know how I did it? She said, I went to AA. And of course I said, no. You guys talk about God. And that was the main thing. You guys talk about God in there. I don't have a God. I don't need a God. I don't want a God. You know, no. That's just not going to work for me. But she kept talking to me about it, and I believed her that she was sober. And I was like, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. It's something in my head. What happened was I started to cry. She goes, why are you crying? I'm like, you know what? Because you gave me hope. And so then what happened was my landlord at the time, somehow we were talking, and he told me he had 13 years sober. And also he was also an alcoholic, but also an opiate addict again. And I'm like, all right, they've got something there. If these people can get clean and stay clean, there's something there. So I said, okay. So he told me, and I told him I had a problem with alcohol too. I was not shy about telling people I had a problem with alcohol. I think I was like, somebody help me, you know. And so he said, well, if you ever want to go to a meeting, you let me know. I said, okay. And so after, I think it was after that date night I told you about it, and it just was on. I said, you know what, I'd like to go to a meeting. So he took me to a meeting on Coronado, I think it was at noon on a Sunday. And, you know, I didn't have any magical experience, but what I saw was a lot of people who'd been sober for 20 years, and yeah, they looked like they were having a fine time. They were smiling. They were, you know, they seemed so normal, you know? They seemed so much more together than I was. I thought, well, so I stayed there, and I went to a few more meetings over right before Christmas, and it stuck. Came back to San Diego. I'm speeding up because I want to give a few more words, but I met my sponsor. She told me, you never have to drink again. That was what I wanted more than anything in this whole world, and so I started doing what she did. And for the newcomers, do what they tell you to do. Work the steps. for every step you work, you're going to get a little bit of relief. And some of them, the fourth and the fifth, the eighth and the ninth, you're going to get big relief. And it's going to make you feel really good. And you're going to really think that maybe you don't have to drink again. And keep working the steps. You know, get a sponsor. Obviously, do your steps with your sponsor. And keep coming to meetings. And your life, it will change. I haven't heard the beep yet, but my timer says it's 10 minutes. Well, you'll find that you can work the steps on anything. It is 10? Okay. All right. Thank you very much.